You're listening to the British Baseball Podcast. Hello, baseball family. Matthew here with your Monday edition of the British Baseball Podcast. Bit different than usual. This is a bit roundup showish. It's been about a week and a bit in the making due to the European Championships. Big thanks again to Matt Lamaran for compiling all to the BBF and playoff scores for me, which is really appreciated. We're going to start off with WBUK. Margaret Borley, MBE, was there to present the trophy to the winner and also there to throw out the first pitch. That would be the Bells, that would be versus the London Mayhem down at Walthall Playing Fields in Brighton in the first championship in around 80 years. So it was a big event, which looked like it had a decent turnout despite the weather. And it would be the Bells that would be crowned the first women's national champions in such a long time. Grace Willis of the Bells picking up the MVP. And I, for one, cannot wait to see what happens next season with the Women's Baseball League as we see an injection of teams into the mix and we get to see how the Bells go against defending their title. Some cup action up in Baseball Scotland in the Caledonia Classic, and what's from the Baseball Scotland Facebook page as described as a great day for baseball in the capital. A sunny day with the only shower coming in between the two games, which allowed two fantastic games of baseball to be played. And it was the Diamond Devils and the Tayport Breakers. And in game two was the Edinburgh Cannons versus Glasgow Galaxy. Both the Devils and the Cannons advanced to make an all-Edinburgh final. The top two seeds in the league are the two teams that will face off in the Caledonia Classic, the Baseball Scotland playoffs, which are going to take place on Sunday, the 26th of September. So if you're in Edinburgh for whatever reason, you might get in touch with the teams or Jason over at Bubba on Baseball on Twitter or John McKellar or John Caps and Pipes to see what's the best way to go about going seeing some great baseball up north of the border. There's also part there, shout out to both Tayport Breakers and Glasgow Galaxy, who win their spots in round two and put on some great baseball over the weekend. Next season set to tear it up if today's games anything to go by it. So the game between the Edinburgh Diamond Devils and Tayport Breakers ended up 9-2 to the Diamond Devils, and the Cannons beat the Galaxy 13-5. BBF Triple A's, we have on the 11th of September, it seems like an eternity ago now, we had the East London Latin Boys against the Essex Arrows Triple A in the semi-final, and that would be 14-9 in favour of the Arrows, and the Bournemouth Bears were beaten by Vectra 12-1. We saw them through to the finals, the Triple A finals on the 12th of September. We had the third place and fourth place playoff game between the East London Latin Boys and the Bournemouth Bears, and it would be a Bears victory due to an East London Latin Boys forfeit. But in the final between the Essex Arrows and BC Vectra, a 9-inning thriller, both teams having great outings and both teams having home runs on the day, with Arumias Stepanias for Vectra and Jose Luis Barista Romeo for Essex. A 6-run top of the 9th saved Vectra from defeat, and they won, and it won them the game late on to make them the champions of AAA. So well done to Vectra as they win that one 12-9. I promise I'll work on my names in the off season, as you'll probably tell when we've got the Italian names later on, unless you want the comedy of me stumbling my way through them. I'm a bit embarrassed by it though, in all honesty. So the single A final took place on Saturday. Well, the semis took place on the 11th of September, and we had the Cardiff Merlins and the London Mustangs, and also the Brighton Brewers versus the Tonbridge Wildcats. So start off with the Cardiff Merlins and the Mustangs. Both teams got off to a flying start, with the Mustangs scoring 3 runs in the top of the first and Cardiff scoring 1 in the bottom of the first and the fourth and 4 in the bottom of the second, sorry, with Morgan Evans and Owen Hawkins getting RBIs on singles. However, the Mustangs had 2 big innings in the top of the 6th and 7th, with Andrew Mayle hitting a 3-run home run. And then in the top of the 7th, Mayle did it again with a 2-RBI double, which saw the Mustangs defeat the Merlins 16-11. In the Wildcats versus Brewers game, the second inning was huge in this game, with both teams scoring 5 each, with Robert Best and Andrew Sharp both hitting two RBI doubles for Tonbridge and Paul Bubb hitting a three-run home run for Brighton. Big performances from Gary Still, who went 4-for-4 with a double and two RBIs, and Stephen Pollard, who went 2-for-3 with four RBIs, a double and a triple to help Brighton win the game as that was 17 runs to 16. What a fantastic game that seemed to be. I hope someone got that on video. If they did, tell me where I can get it and we'll distribute it and we can have a good look because it looked like an absolute stormer. So that takes us to third and fourth place final on Sunday the 12th between the Merlins and the Tonbridge Wildcats. Ben Wells had a great pitching outing for Tonbridge, striking out 10, but it wasn't enough to get them the win, with great performance from Garrison De La Cruz, who went 3-for-4 with three RBIs to help the Merlins get that third place finish as they won 7-5. And in the final between the Mustangs and the Brewers, Brighton got off to a good start, scoring 3 in the first, but the Mustangs responded by scoring 2 runs in the second and third with RBIs from David Bowden and James Erskine. Mustangs then scored 5 runs in the fourth, fifth and sixth with big performance from BSUK's Player of the Week, Naoh Matsushita, who went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs to get the Mustangs the win, as that one was 19 runs to 13. Again, any of these games that are recorded, if you let us know where we can find the action, I'll be sure to distribute them. Two regular season games in the West Midlands Baseball League between the Birmingham Metalheads and the Worcester Sorcerers. Sorcerers won 11 runs to 3. And in the Telford Giants versus Leicester Brewers Sox on the 19th, that was 17 runs to 0. Not many games left over in the West Midlands Baseball League before their playoffs come. Now then, the big one, the Men's European Championships in Italy. So we had on the 12th of September, Great Britain, if you weren't watching along, took on France. And it took place in Avigalena in, bear with me, Impianti Sportivi Comunali Avigaliana. Right. Someone get me Rosetta Stone for Christmas or for my birthday so I can get better at these pronunciations. And it roughly translates to John Paul II Stadium, which I'll just call JP the 2. Stadium going forwards, so I don't offend anyone else's ears. So 150 people-ish saw Great Britain's opener against France in the stadium, and many more tuned in on TV to watch Drew Spencer's squad take on the French in the European tournament opener. It would be a scoreless first inning for both sides, but that would change in the bottom of the second, and with the bases loaded, Kennard Dawson gets an RBI single. France failed to make a comeback in the third, but GB took full advantage and extended their lead by adding 2 more runs to their total with Kent Blackstone and Christopher Chamoy both getting hit by pitches and Gabriel Rincones Jr. walking. A Grant Carey getting 2 RBI single to centre field allowed Blackstone and Rincones Jr. to make it home. The French finally got on the board in the fifth inning, but GB extended their lead again in the sixth. A triple from Kennard Dawson and Nashawn Thomas walking. A double from Kent Blackstone scored 2 runs, making sure GB got a lead of 4 runs by the end of the sixth. In the bottom of the seventh, a 2-run bomb to left field by Hull Baseball, second favourite son, Grant Carey, wearing the number 27 jersey in honour of Barry Marshall. That brought home Christopher Chamoy too. France would then score 1 more in the eighth inning, but with them failing to make a comeback in the top of the ninth, GB would get the W with some impressive pitching and hitting from the entire Britain team as game one went 7-2 in favour of GB. So the next day, on the 13th of September, GB would take on Russia. This was in Torino at Campo Comunale in Torino. Russia did damage in the middle of the game after scoring a single run in the third inning, but piling on the pressure to GB with 6 runs scored in the fourth inning, giving them a 7-0 lead. And this is where, in the sixth inning, the fight back from GB began. Now, if I just read out the scoreline of 7-6, you'd just imagine yourself how this game would have unfolded. This is why I love having the input from the teams and the players to get these scores and details so I can give you as much of the drama as possible. So Aaron Singh hits a dinger to get GB on the board, and Zach Stroman came into the game in right field to make his senior debut. In the top of the eighth, Aaron Singh hits a double and then made his way to third after Kennard Dawson grounds out. Ken Blackstone was walked to give GB runners on the corners, then upstepped Gabriel Rincones Jr. with 2 out. He hits a single to right field to bring Singh home, and then Ben Andrews steps up and doubles down the left field line, Kent Blackstone scoring off that play. Alex Crosby gets an RBI single as he pings one to right field, bringing on Rincones Jr. And then Sean Roy Christopher playing his part with an RBI single to center field, getting Ben Andrews back to home plate. And then Grant Carey swinging out to end the inning, leaving GB trailing by two, going into the final inning. The excitement and tension mounted as Aaron Singh walked and Kenneth Dawson getting a single. Then Zach Stroman walked to load the bases with zeros out. The Russians changed the pitcher to try and change their fortunes. Jordan Edmonds came into pinch run for Stroman. Ken Blackstone was then the first man out, getting caught in center in left field, sorry. And then Gabriel Rincones Jr. did a sacrifice fly to left field, which allowed Aaron Singh to make it to home plate to make it 7-6 to the Russians with two out. But that would be all she wrote, as Ben Andrews struck out looking to end the spirited comeback and the game. Drew Spencer tweeted at the end, "We had a lot of fighting us today. It made me very proud to see these men battle until the very last pitch. That's how you're supposed to play this game." On to the next one. GB's third game of the tournament will see them face Israel on the 14th of September, which would be the final game of Group C. And this would see them face one of the eventual tournament finalists, Israel, I should say. GB would find themselves five runs down after three innings, with Israel scoring three runs in the second and two runs in the third in the shape of a single and a dinger. Great Britain would then get on board in the top of the fourth with a combination of walks, balks, and the hit by pitch. Israel extended their lead in the fifth with three more runs and another home run. And then GB's Kenneth Dawson making an insane catch, smashing into the wall for all his troubles. GB continued to scrap by getting two more runs notched up in the sixth, with Kent Blackstone coming in from another Israel balk and Gabriel Rincones Jr. scoring off a sack fly by Alex Crosby. Israel then scored two more runs in the sixth inning, making it 10 runs to three in favour of Israel. And the last of the team runs coming in the eighth inning, with Gabriel Rincones hitting a double to left field with one out and Grant Carey single to centre field that let Rincones Jr. score from third. Later in the day, GB Senior found out that they qualified for the quarterfinals of the European Championships in Italy for the first time since 2007. Drew Spencer tweeted, "So your GB team is through to the medal round based on the tiebreaker rules. There's a huge lesson in this. Yesterday, down by seven against Russia, we battled and scored six runs to make it a 7-6 game. Without those six runs, we'd be out. There's always a reason to grind." Well said. So with a day off on the 15th, the next GB game would be in front of 132 fans. And that would be in the quarterfinals against the Dutch. Now, those 132 fans would witness GB face the other tournament finalists in this quarterfinals, the powerhouse. This is a Dutch national team, and they look to make history against the defending European champions. GB got off to a hot start, scoring in the first inning with Kent Blackstone coming home off an Aaron Singh single to right field. The Dutch then stamped their intention early on, grabbing two runs themselves to make it a 2-1 game after the first inning. Game on. Neither team added to their totals in the second, and the Dutch made it a 3-1 game in the fourth. Grant Carey scored in the fifth with Nation Thomas. The Dutch then added three more to their total in the fifth. As GB entered the sixth, Aaron Singh started this inning strong with a double to deep centre field after Ben Andrews and Grant Carey are both grounded out. Kenard Dawson stepped up and hit a single to right field for an RBI to get Singh home, and Nation Thomas singles and a throwing error from the Dutch advances Dawson and Thomas to 2-3. Kent Blackstone then smashes a double to deep right field that lets Dawson and Thomas both score, me and GB trailed by one with two outs. The Dutch then brought in a new pitcher and Gabriel Rincones Jr. grounds out to end the inning for GB. The Dutch then got the game's final run in the sixth inning. In the seventh, Ben Andrews had a great battle facing nine pitches that he just couldn't win. And heading into the ninth, Freddie Moisier got the 1-2-3 inning pitch as he held the Netherlands to zero runs. Ultimately, the Dutch would win this one 7-5. On the 17th, this meant that GB would face Belgium in what would be the fifth and eighth place game. And if you saw this one unfold on TV, you're probably about as bald as I am by now. And I hope you've recovered well. After three scoreless innings, Belgium broke the deadlock, scoring two runs in the bottom of the fourth. GB replied with a six in the sixth with two runs of their own and put the game on level terms with Alex Crosby scoring off a Grant Carey single to right field and Aaron Singh moving to third base. Kennard Dawson with a single up the middle got Singh home. GB then set the fans at home into a frenzy in the seventh inning. Shamoy Christopher with a single to center field and Zach Stroman getting a big hit with an RBI double to deep right that Christopher scored on. Gabriel Rincon Jr. then doubles to left field to bring in Kent Blackstone. Alex Crosby singling down the middle, and then Rincon Jr. scoring off an error, blowing the game wide open as GB lead by six with one out. Grant Carey gets another double that Crosby scores on, and then Kennard Dawson with a triple to centre field, bringing in Carey to make it an 8-2 ball game. The Belgian side would then score a run themselves in the seventh to make it 8-3, heading into an eventful eighth inning that lasted 45 minutes. So eighth inning, after a walk and fielder's choice and another walk, Belgian chain their pitcher with two on base and one out. Alex Crosby with a two-run triple to right center field. Nation Thomas and Kent Blackstone scoring. Jordan Emmons would strike out looking to end GB's inning. Then came the Belgian. Similar to GB in the Russia game, they refused to be beaten and lie down as they scored eight runs in this frame to make it 11 apiece, and tensions were high as they entered the ninth. Shamai Christopher double and a Zach Stroman walk, getting him onto base for the fifth time in that game. The base was soon loaded for GB with no outs. Stroman would eventually score on fielder's choice and Gabriel Rincon Jr. Alex Crosby was intentionally walked before the side was retired, and GB taking that one-run lead into the bottom of the ninth with Freddie Mosey on the mound. He struck out Dennis DeQuint to look him, used Posman's and striking out him swinging and getting his hat-trick of K's with Matthew Johnson striking out, swinging to end the game. And that one ended 12 runs to 11 in favour of Great Britain, which meant that on the 18th of September, the very next day, they're going to face the Czech Republic side, which if you follow European baseball, you know they're no slouch, which is easier, either in the fifth and sixth place standings. So this one took place again at Pope John Paul II Stadium, the Implanted Sport TV one that I mentioned before. The Czechs would start their scoreless in the first inning and then bag three runs in the second and added two more in the third, showing intent to end their campaign strongly. Great Britain fought back in the fourth with four runs, courtesy of Aaron Singh scoring for Shamoy Christopher single and Ben Andrews' three-run moonshot that can still be heard echoing around the Italian mountains today. That brought GB within one run of the Czechs. The Czechs then hit another home run themselves after pinging one in the third inning. They did it again in the fourth inning to make it 7-4. On the top of the fifth, Alex Crosby singled to third base. Aaron Singh with another double down left field line that Crosby scored and making it 7-5. But the rest of the team couldn't capitalize on that momentum. The Czechs had no reply in the fifth, with both teams would have zero runs in the sixth. And the Czechs' final run came in the eighth, and GB finished the tournament in sixth place as neither team scored in the ninth. GB's best European finish since 2007. Would end here with what a week and what a tournament and what a team. And for those that are interested, it would be the Dutch that beat Israel in the final. And that's it. Hopefully I should have the interview with Cody Kane sorted this week. I can't tell you the issues I had trying to record this one. About an hour and a half and we've got maybe 5 minutes worth of footage. It's been a bit of a nightmare. I think the moral of the story here is don't cancel your Zoom paid subscription. As soon as you do, things tend not to work, but I digress. So got Cody coming on soon, got some more of the baseball history, and I think I'll start to wind the show down as we enter October, but I'll still keep the Twitter active and I'll try and get as much of the history done over the holidays, and then I'll be researching and trying to make the show better. And so again, if you've got any ideas on what you want me to do to make this show more of an improvement. I know there's a few of you that are still listening out there. So give me some tips and some clues. I'll try and find the right formula to give you the best content possible that I can give you. And with some new guests and some new hosts as well. But who knows what's happening in the future. As always, I welcome your feedback. Hit me up on social media at Brit Baseball Pod or drop me an email, britishbaseballpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, stay safe. I'll see you soon. Ta-ra.